This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. You are listening to In the News podcast, the show where we try to bring you news from business, politics, finance each day. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. But before we begin, make sure to download the Money Control app. Because how else will you get the best industry news and analysis with the cool features that we have recently incorporated? Today is 20th February and first up, joining us is Money Control's Atharv to give us a roundup from the General News Desk. Hi Atharv, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what are the biggest headlines of today?
So Shraddha, there were three big news today. One of them was that one of the four Nirbhaya convicts, Vinay Sharma, reportedly tried to harm himself while he's in Tihar jail. Then there was a tragic bus accident which has killed over 19 people. We are going to talk about that. And China's objection to our Home Minister Amit Shah's visit to Arunachal Pradesh. So let's begin with the Nirbhaya convict news. According to several reports, Vinay, who is one of the death row convicts in the Nirbhaya case, he hit his head against the wall in his cell. And this happened on February 16th, actually. He did not sustain any injuries. Remember, Vinay's lawyer had told the court that the convict was assaulted in jail and that he has in fact sustained head injuries. This was before the attempt that he made to harm himself. The lawyer had also added that Vinay is suffering from acute mental illness. A senior police official, a prison official, told The Hindu, the newspaper, that Vinay hit his head once and the security officials who were outside the cell, they immediately went inside and prevented him from doing it for the second time. He has not sustained any injuries.
And Atharv, if we remember correctly, after the death row was announced, they have been on a suicide watch since
that
the beginning.
That is correct.
Because, mental trauma that the prisoners have gone through after they know that they'll be hanged. Probably it's one of the reasons that...
True. And sorry to cut you off, but it's in fact also one of the procedures that has been mentioned in the reportedly in the prison manual, that they need to be checked for their mental health before they are, you know, they are executed. So yeah, you're right. They are on a suicide watch right now. And this is probably how the prison officials in fact prevented, you know, Vinay from harming himself again. Moving on to the second story, this was a tragic incident that happened today, earlier today in the morning, wherein Kerala Road Transport Corporation bus, it rammed into a speeding container, and that has led to over 21 deaths and more than 25 people have been injured in the incident. So the police has said that the bus was heading to Ernakulam from Bangalore. And there were 48 passengers in the bus on board, and the accident happened on the Avinashi Salem bypass at around 3:25 a.m. So that is one tragic news that came in.
So Atharv, do we know the reason yet for this unfortunate incident?
So the police has said that they are still investigating the whole incident, but they have also said that the driver of the truck might have slept at the wheels for a few seconds and might have lost control of the vehicle. But they are still investigating, of course, and this is one of the theories that they have said. And the reports also indicate that the driver of the vehicle is currently absconding. The third important story of the day is that China has objected to Home Minister Amit Shah's visit to Arunachal Pradesh. Now, Home Minister Amit Shah was on a visit to Arunachal Pradesh on its 34th Foundation Day, Statehood Day functions, celebrations. But China, which claims Arunachal Pradesh as the part of South Tibet, has objected to his visit, and they have apparently firmly opposed his trip. Because they have said that it violates China's territorial sovereignty and sabotaged political mutual trust between the two countries.
All right, Atharv, hope we have a solution to that soon.
True.
In terms of Chinese cooperation. Thank you, Atharv, for joining us today with the details.
Thank you.
Moving on, we have been tracking the coronavirus outbreak quite closely in most of our podcasts. We have Money Control's Kirtana Tiwari joining us with all the latest updates on the coronavirus story. So hi Kirtana, welcome to the show.
Hi Shraddha.
In terms of the global number, the people who have died because of the coronavirus infection have crossed 2,000 now. But if we come to India, the number is still in control. There were 3 people infected in Kerala. There were 2 people who were tested positive in Kolkata. But we are hearing that one person in Kerala has actually recovered and was discharged from the hospital. So does that mean India do not need to worry anymore? Are we clear of coronavirus now?
Actually, no, Shraddha. We cannot fully say that we are surely free of coronavirus. So like you said, two of them have been discharged today in Kerala. But about more than 2,000 people are under observation in Kerala, because if you remember correctly, there were many medical students who came back to Kerala after the outbreak. So all those people are still under observation, and most of them are in home observation. So they are quarantined at home and they're not allowed to travel outside.
And Keith, I remember last we spoke about the Diamond Princess cruise ship also, which was quarantined and docked in the Japanese coast. Any updates from there?
Yes, Shraddha, actually there are updates from there. 2 people have actually passed away, and those are the first deaths from the cruise ship. 84-year-old and a 87-year-old Japanese couple, and they passed away. But as we heard that the quarantine ended last week and they have moved out of the ship, all the passengers. And many of the countries are now planning to airlift their citizens from Japan.
All right, Keetana. And also, India Inc. is quite worried about cost pressure due to the limited supply of materials that we import from China. So we'll be looking at that also, because the finance minister has said, like, right now we do not have to worry about the price pressures in terms of price increasing for essential commodities yet. But I read that, the price of paracetamol has gone up by 40% after the coronavirus outbreak. So we'll be tracking the costs also.
That's right, Shraddha. Actually, today in our market podcast, we were also talking about this, and we're also in discussion with Prince Thomas from our news desk, and everyone is talking about how coronavirus is affecting stocks and companies in India, and it's actually in both positive and negative ways. And definitely companies that depend on China for many raw materials are being directly affected in this case.
All right, Keetana, and for you and all our listeners, there might be a recommendation in terms of a film that we might watch. It's called Virus, and you can find it on Amazon Prime. It deals with the Nipah virus outbreak that happened in Kerala and how it actually contained the virus. So in that sense, you will understand the gravity of the situation of people being quarantined and fighting any contagious virus like the coronavirus that we are fighting right now. Thank you, Kirtana, for that information.
Thanks, Shraddha.
Another important news is coming from the business world, where we might see a possible strategic partnership between Axis Bank, Max Financial Services, and its subsidiary Max Life Insurance. We have Money Control's Siddesh Rao joining us to tell us what this potential partnership could mean. Hi, Siddesh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shraddha. Thank you for having me here.
So it's quite a big news. If this becomes a reality, could you please help us understand what this means for the private lender, Axis Bank in particular?
Axis Bank, Max Financial Services, and its subsidiary, Max Life Insurance, have all entered into an agreement. And the release has noticed that it's basically a long-term strategic agreement. So none of the immediate contours of the details of this agreement have been put up. But we can safely say that for Axis Bank, it could be possibly eyeing at a bigger stake in Max Financial Services. It helps to know that Axis Bank currently has a 2% stake in Max Financial Services, and perhaps it could try to increase its stake up to 20% and maybe earn a promoter tag with the company. Now, what this means is Axis Bank could possibly end up having like a mutual exclusive arrangement with Max Life Insurance and its and Max Financial Services. And currently, it is a bank selling insurance or a bank assurance arrangement, but it also sells other products. It also sells other insurance products from other insurance companies like Bajaj Allianz Life and the Life Corporation of India. So maybe this could pan out into an exclusive partnership deal with Axis Bank, just selling products and insurance products from Max Insurance.
All right. And since Max Financial is a listed company, help us understand what it means for Max Life in particular, because policyholders and investors will be affected.
Yeah, that's correct. Max Life Insurance is a listed company, and it's also shown some good results in the last 9 months of FY20, and its bank assurance channel has seen a 20% growth. So this does definitely make sense for this life insurance player to enter into a deal with Axis Bank to secure its bank assurance income in the future, and perhaps capitalize on this growth. Just a few more numbers over there. Its value of business, or the VNB, that was written during the first 9 months of FY20 was about 576 crore. And this is a 24% growth from its previous year. And that's because it's moved its product shift. It's shifted its product mix over to non-participant, or basically these insurance products that don't offer any bonus. What this possibly could mean for Max Life is that it could get exclusive access to Axis Bank's over 4,400 branches that are across the country. So it'll be able to give a much more widespread access to the retail insurance customers using Axis Bank as a channel. Overall, it's definitely a very positive move for Max Life Insurance to increase its retail insurance growth.
All right. Also, Siddesh, RBI has never been very excited about banks stepping into the insurance space. So what is the next step? How will this partnership actually become reality?
Yeah, well, you're right about that. But Shraddha, the whole point is that before these two companies do end up formally carrying out any kind of partnership on a long-term or strategic basis, it has to get approvals from both the Reserve Bank of India and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, or the IRDAI, to finalize the deal and make it formal and make it official. The RBI has expressed apprehensions in the past, but let's see how it might turn out this time around.
And Siddesh, if we move towards the markets today, it was like a flattish day overall. But if we talk about these stocks in particular, how did the markets react to this news coming out?
Well, it was a very positive reaction to this news. It wasn't confirmed until after market hours, this entire development. But during the market hours, the buzz was going around in on the floor, and it reacted extremely positively. As you can see, Max Financial actually got to its 52-week high of 597.60 rupees per share, and this was a 22% rise in the last 15 days. But this was somewhere in the middle of the day, actually towards the beginning at around 11 o'clock. But it finally settled down to 562.75 rupees per share at the end of the day, which is an overall 8.9% rise. So a fairly good rise for the shareholders of Max Life, and definitely would have seen some good market activity during this day.
Right. So investors have clearly welcomed the possible move that we might see. Now, since we are talking about investors, there is also news coming in from the brokerage firm Zerodha that might want to acquire an AMC license. Siddesh, what do we have on that front? What might be the reason that Zerodha is applying for that license?
Well, we all know that Zerodha is a discount broker, and that really changed the way a lot of traders traded onto the market. And the owner of Zerodha and the founder of Zerodha and CEO Nitin Kamath had put out a tweet earlier saying that the mutual fund space as a product has to be realigned. And he gave that a main reason for this is because millennials are still wary towards investing on their own directly using Demat accounts and owning shares directly. From the tweet, it is suggested that Kamath is looking to add, to gather more participation into the investing space from these millennial side through mutual funds. And that is why they're perhaps looking at some kind of ways to tap into the industry and bring all those millennials on board. And Kamath also spoke to certain media organizations, and I quote, the AMC will be planning a whole bunch of things. The basic premise is market penetration in India is still too small, and we need to make the industry grow per se. And we will have new products in the mutual fund and ETF spaces, which are not around right now. End quote.
So in terms of that, it's quite a welcoming move, because if they want more investment from the millennials, it might help in that front if that is their motive.
Yeah, I mean, definitely that is on the prima facie level from a tweet. That seems to be their motive for sure. And given the company and its products and its outlet, they could be trying something new for sure. All goes to see perhaps in the coming months what they have to offer.
All right, Sadesh, thank you for that information.
Thank you so much, Shraddha.
Thanks for joining us today. And if you liked our show, don't forget to recommend us to your friends and family. And you can catch us on mcpodcast@nw18.com for all the feedbacks and suggestions that you have for us. Signing off, but for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control.